Welcome to Audit IQ Update for Friday, April the 10th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex, and as always, we'll be delving into the world of monitoring for e-commerce merchants, covering every aspect from technical, operational, to sales, and more. Let's get into it. All right, so this has been a genuinely consequential week if you run a Shopify Plus store or an Adobe Commerce site. We've got major migration deadlines landing right now, new data on cart abandonment that should make everyone uncomfortable, and a broader industry shift in how monitoring tools are positioning themselves. There is a lot to unpack, so let's start with the most immediate and urgent thing. Shopify published a changelog entry back on March 12th that is now staring every Plus merchant in the face. Starting April 15th, that's 5 days from today, you will no longer be able to edit or publish Shopify scripts. Your existing published scripts keep running until June 30th, and then they stop. Permanently. This isn't a soft deprecation or a gentle suggestion. Shopify is removing scripts and replacing them with Shopify functions, which use a completely different architecture based on WebAssembly. If your store uses custom discount logic, shipping rate modifications, or payment method filtering built on Ruby scripts, you need to be actively migrating right now. And I want to emphasize something here. The risk isn't just that your scripts will stop working in June. The risk is that the migration itself introduces bugs at checkout, the single most revenue-critical point in your entire funnel. Every migration is a deployment, and every deployment to checkout is a risk. But that's not the only change Shopify dropped this month. API version 2026.04 came with a stack of breaking changes that developers are still digesting. The biggest one for checkout teams is the deprecation of checkout metafields in checkout and customer account UI extensions. If you've built extensions that read or write checkout metafields, think gift messages, delivery instructions, loyalty point balances, those need to be refactored to use cart metafields instead. Shopify has set up automatic syncing from cart metafields to order metafields during checkout, but you need to update your code to use the new pattern. On top of that, Shopify is now enforcing mandatory expiring access tokens and role-based access control. And here's a fun one. Metafield size limits have been slashed by 93%. They went from 2 megabytes down to 128 kilobytes. If you have apps or custom code that stores large data payloads in metafields, those are going to break. The migration path exists, but it requires work, and work done in a rush tends to produce errors. Now let me pivot to the Adobe Commerce world, because there's an equally important deadline here. Extended support for Adobe Commerce 2.4.4 ends on April 14th, 2026. That's next Tuesday. After that date, there are no more security patches, no more bug fixes, nothing. If you're still running on 2.4.4, you are about to be on an unsupported platform. And in the world of e-commerce, where you're processing payment data and personal information, running on unsupported software isn't just a technical risk. It's a compliance risk and potentially a liability issue. Adobe has been clear about this for a while, and they've also shifted to a new release cadence with monthly security patches and annual feature updates. The message is, stay current or accept the consequences. If you haven't started your upgrade planning, today is the day. Let's zoom out a bit and talk about what all of these platform changes have in common. They're all migrations. And migrations are where bugs are born. You can have the most comprehensive test suite in the world, and you will still encounter edge cases in production that your tests didn't cover. A specific combination of products, discount codes, customer segments, device types, and geographic regions that triggers a failure nobody anticipated. This is why real user monitoring, watching what actually happens for real customers on your live site, is not optional during migration periods. Synthetic testing tells you what could go wrong. Real user monitoring tells you what is going wrong. All right, let's move on to some industry data that paints a pretty stark picture of where e-commerce stands right now. Statista's latest figures show that the global shopping cart abandonment rate has reached 70.02% in 2026. That's up more than 10 percentage points from just a few years ago. 7 out of every 10 people who put something in their cart do not complete the purchase. The Baymard Institute's research breaks down the reasons. 18% of shoppers abandon because of a too long or complicated checkout process. 17% because they couldn't see the total cost up front. And then you've got the usual suspects. Forced account creation, concerns about payment security, slow delivery estimates. But here's what those surveys don't capture. The shoppers who leave because of technical issues. A JavaScript error that freezes the payment form. A layout shift that pushes the place order button below the fold. An unresponsive checkout page that just doesn't react when you tap the button. These customers don't show up in survey data because they don't know why they left. They just closed the tab and went somewhere else. And this connects to the core Web Vitals conversation, which has evolved significantly. In 2026, Google's interaction to Next Paint metric, INP, has become the most heavily weighted core web vital for measuring responsiveness. This replaced first input delay, and it measures not just the first interaction, but responsiveness across the entire visit. Google's own Web Vitals team has published data showing that improving INP from 500 milliseconds to 200 milliseconds correlates with up to a 22% improvement in user engagement metrics. For e-commerce specifically, sites that optimize all three core Web Vitals to good thresholds are reporting 15 to 30% conversion rate improvements. One study found that even a 1 second delay in page load can reduce conversions by 4.4%. These aren't abstract SEO metrics. They're directly tied to revenue. And the challenge for e-commerce teams is that core Web Vitals are measured on real user data. Your Chrome User Experience Report scores come from actual visitors to your site. So you need to know how your site performs for real users, not just in your lab environment. Now, let me talk about what's happening in the broader monitoring and observability space, because there's been a flurry of activity from some of the biggest players. At Dynatrace's Perform conference back in January, they announced next-generation real user monitoring capabilities. Their key innovation is unifying front-end telemetry with back-end context, combining browser-side performance data with server logs, traces, and business metrics in a single data platform they call Grail. They're also building purpose-built apps for developers, like an error inspector for grouped error analysis, and they've extended data retention to 13 months. It's a serious investment in making RUM a first-class capability rather than an afterthought. Then in February, New Relic held its Advance 2026 event and made some striking claims. Their chief product officer said engineers are losing up to 33% of their work week to what they call operational toil, manually investigating and resolving issues that should be caught and handled automatically. Their response is a vision they're calling observability beyond human scale, which leans heavily on AI to translate raw telemetry into business-relevant insights and automated actions. They specifically called out the gap between engineering metrics that show green lights and the actual business reality where revenue is being lost to silent failures. And just at the start of this month, Datadog launched a product called Experiments that connects A/B testing directly to their real user monitoring and APM data. The idea is that when you ship a product change, you can measure not just whether it works technically, but whether it actually improves business metrics. They're tying feature flags and experiments to real user behavior data. What all three of these announcements have in common is a clear message. The observability industry has realized that infrastructure metrics alone aren't enough. Everyone is racing to connect technical monitoring to business outcomes. The question is whether general purpose platforms can deliver the depth and specificity that e-commerce teams actually need. Because here's the thing. E-commerce is not a generic web application. It has a very specific funnel: product discovery, product detail, add to cart, checkout, purchase. And the business impact of an error varies enormously depending on where in that funnel it occurs. A broken image on a category page matters. A broken payment form at checkout matters 10 times more. A general observability platform might flag both as errors with equal severity. An e-commerce-focused tool understands the difference. This is also a good moment to talk about the full story BNPL survey that came out in late March. Their research found that 48% of consumers are now using buy now, pay later services on a weekly basis, not occasionally weekly. BNPL has become a mainstream payment method. But the survey also highlighted significant UX challenges in how BNPL is integrated into checkout flows. When these integrations don't work smoothly, when the BNPL option fails to load or redirects to a broken page or times out during authentication, that's not just a minor inconvenience. That's a lost sale from a customer who had a specific payment preference and couldn't use it. As BNPL integrations proliferate, they add another layer of complexity to checkout that needs to be monitored. Let me bring all of this together with a number that I think puts everything in perspective. The current data on IT downtime costs shows that the average cost of downtime for a mid-sized business now exceeds $14,000 per minute. For large enterprises, it can reach $23,750 per minute. Even for small e-commerce businesses, the estimated cost is around $5,600 per hour. And that's for a full outage. Partial degradation, a slow checkout, a broken feature on one device type, a third-party script that times out. It's harder to quantify but can bleed revenue for days or weeks before anyone notices. The math is simple but powerful. If your checkout breaks for even 30 minutes during a traffic peak and your site does $1 million in revenue per day, that's potentially tens of thousands of dollars in lost sales. And that assumes you notice within 30 minutes, which, without proper monitoring, is optimistic. So what should you actually do with all of this information? Let me give you a practical checklist for the week ahead. If you're on Shopify Plus, audit your scripts usage right now using the scripts customizations report that Shopify provides. Identify which customizations need to migrate to functions and prioritize by business impact. Start your migration before the April 15th edit lockout. And for heaven's sake, put monitoring in place before you deploy changes to checkout. If you're on Adobe Commerce 2.4.4, you have until Tuesday to get on a supported version. If you haven't started, work with your hosting partner or agency to at least get on the 2.4.5 extended support line. And patch your security updates. Adobe released APS B2605 in March, and you should be current. Regardless of your platform, take a look at your Core Web Vitals scores in the Chrome User Experience Report. Pay particular attention to INP. If your site is showing needs improvement, or poor for INP, that's directly affecting both your search rankings and your conversion rate. And finally, if you don't have real user monitoring in place that's specifically watching your checkout flow, this is the week to fix that. With all the platform changes landing right now, the risk of silent checkout failures is as high as it's ever been. That's where Audit IQ comes in. We built Audit IQ specifically for this scenario. Continuous monitoring of your live e-commerce site, focused on the pages and flows that drive revenue, with real user data that catches the issues synthetic tests miss. If your checkout breaks at 2 a.m. on a Saturday, Audit IQ tells you. If a third-party script starts slowing down your product pages for mobile users in a specific region, Audit IQ tells you. If a platform migration introduces a subtle bug that only manifests for customers using a particular payment method, Audit IQ tells you. It's e-commerce monitoring that understands e-commerce. And in a week like this one, with deadlines converging from every direction, that understanding is worth a lot. That's your Audit IQ update for Friday, April the 10th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce monitoring, you can find us at auditiq.cloud. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep monitoring.